Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. This is not some denominational teaching of man's conclusion or theologians' conclusions about God. The God School is purposed to show off God, that we might have hope in God, that we might come to trust Him. Jesus said, "This is life eternal, that a man may know thee, may know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Our purpose is to show off God, to bring light to that which God has revealed to us. That we might know and understand, it is God that is saving us. Now, we are in the book of Ephesians. This is an epistle to not only the church at Ephesus in that day, but Paul also includes to the faithful, which brings us up to this very day. And I'm not going to go back, but the amazing, incredible things that are revealed in that first chapter of Ephesians about God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, are revelations that we should keep. That is, keep our eye on. That is, guard these precious revelations and promises that we have of God in Jesus Christ. That we might continue in the faith. Now, we left off last time in the second chapter. Paul is talking about us. It says in the third verse, "Among whom we," meaning you who are hearing, and meaning me who is speaking, "and among whom also we all had our behavior in times past, in the desires of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Who's the others? They're the ones who I need to put this properly. The we that Paul is speaking of is the same mentioned in the fourth verse of the first chapter. God, having past deed chosen by speaking, and the Greek tells us that he did this for himself, having chosen out from among those he did not choose. Those are the others. But God. Paul is trying to say and make a point that we should pay attention to, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has given life to us together with Christ. The Romans letter tells us that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall also give life unto us, even when we, you can't be a Christian unless you know where you once stood, where you're standing. The old man is still alive, but God has made a new creation, and the Christian now is a dual person, the old man still living, but the inner man, the new creation, the new creature, the new man in Christ. For by grace, unmerited favor, are ye saved, and has raised us up together and made us to sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. You want to have some enlightenment? Go back and count the number of times this phrase, in Christ Jesus, in him, are mentioned just in these first 39 verses of this Ephesian letter. Let it hit you. God has put you in his Son, and he sees you now as he sees his dearly beloved Son. Why did he do this? That in the ages, the word in the Greek is eons, that in the eons that are coming, he, who, God, might show the exceeding riches of his grace, unmerited favor, in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. We could say in Christ Jesus. For by grace, unmerited favor, are ye saved through faith. I want, listen closely to this. Listen very closely to this, because it is contrary to almost 2,000 years of teaching in the Christian church. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourself. It, what? Faith is a gift of God. Paul says, not of works, lest any man should boast. You say, Don, what are you talking about, contrary to what's been taught for almost 2,000 years? Well, folks, when the gospel of Jesus Christ began to be preached throughout the whole world, there was a guy in Jerusalem by the name of James, so-called brother of Christ, who, while in his earthly ministry, in the earthly ministry of Jesus, this James never followed Jesus. In fact, you read the Gospels, it says at one point that his family thought that Jesus was beside himself, out of his mind. They were looking at him strictly as a man, and as a man, the things that Jesus said about himself would, if he were not God, be deemed crazy or out of his mind. But by tradition, there was given to James, because he was a relative, so-called, of Christ, a position of authority. And this guy writes a letter called the Epistle of James, wherein he is declaring a message contrary to the message of the apostle, the sent one, the apostle Paul, because Paul says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And this guy, James, steps up and he says, show me your faith, I'll show you my works. And to what may appear to be a tragedy, this message of James has prevailed in the church. Not the doctrine of God, the doctrine of man. Paul gives the revelation of God the good news of the gospel, by grace are you saved, not of works. And yet, myriads of leaders of so-called churches would have you think that your salvation is dependent upon your works. Let's go on. For we are His, that is God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. There you go, Don. Yep. Gotcha. Which God has before ordained or prepared that we should walk in them. God is being put front and center here. This word is a fascinating word. Workmanship. It is, the word in the Greek is poema, from which we get our word poem. And there's no poet worth his salt that wants others to rearrange his work. Do you have ears to hear and understand, or eyes to see and perceive? We are God's poem, created in Christ unto good works, which God has before in His poem ordained that we should walk in them. You might say, Don, don't you see what's going on today in this country? Don't you see what's going on today in this world? And why aren't you talking about them? Because the job of the pastor and teacher, that gift of God to the church, is to preach the gospel and the kingdom of God. To the whole world. There'll be time to get to current events, but my job right now is to declare the gospel, the God spiel, the God speak, the good news unto those whom God has chosen out for Himself among those He hasn't chosen out. The 11th verse says, because of this, remember that in times past, Gentiles in the flesh, you being, that's added, who are called the uncircumcision. Who called you that? by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. They think, because they cut off a little piece of themselves, they're somehow other than those who hadn't cut off a piece of their flesh. Paul tells us, though, that at that time ye were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants, plural, of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. There's no need to dwell on it, but it does not, it's not harmful to remember where we came from. Without God, and without hope, and without the covenants of promise. We got another but here in the 13th verse. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. And blood always symbolizes life. And that life that was given that we might be reconciled to God, that life, that perfect life of the Son of God, who took upon himself flesh and blood and became kin, that is, part of the family of man, that he might redeem man, Jesus Christ. Through and in Christ Jesus, we are made nigh by the life of Christ. For he is our peace. He's the one that brought us back together with God. Who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition, that which seemed to have separated us, and having abolished in his flesh the enmity. What was the enmity? The law of commandments. Christ abolished the law of commandments. Contained in ordinances, because to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile, he, Jesus, might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, by what Jesus alone did Jesus, only Jesus, could do. Having slain the enmity, King James says, thereby, what enmity? That law of commandments. In himself. Folks, yes, 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 I'm not denying these are troubling times for those who are in the world today, including Christians. But we must remember these wonderful declarations of God that we might continue in that gift of God called faith. That is the ABC of faith, that is acting on the promises of God because they're more real than anything. God spoke and nothing became everything. His word is more substantial than what we may see, feel, or encounter in this life. I want you to understand that we should never doubt in the dark what we've heard in the light. God and His Word is always available. Jesus said, I shall be with you always. Hallelujah. Amen. That is no doubt, and that's the God school for today.